I think there's absolute tone deafness in the likes of the LGMA, in your department and in your government. How can you possibly connect the working paying conditions that have been so well told to the people of Ireland over the last week on our public airwaves, the shocking conditions where they are supposed to be available 50 weeks of the year, 24/7, within 3 kilometres of their station, with the type of paying conditions that they have? How can you possibly compare them with every other public sector worker? That's the point. They have very separate pay and conditions and treatment from all other public sector workers. How can they possibly be undermining a collective pay agreement to deal with that issue, to treat them fairly, to treat them with the dignity and fairness that they respect? I find it astonishing. Astonishing for anybody on one side of the negotiation to say, if we now give you parity of treatment and dignity of all of our public sector workers, you know, that there's something that would be breaking a deal. Tell me what public sector worker, name one public sector worker that would object to treating those firefighters properly. Name one public sector worker that would say, I'm sorry, you've broken the collective pay agreement because they have been treated at last properly, fairly. I mean, this is 1950s arrangement. You know, back in the day where you might have been asking maybe a mechanic or a farmer in a village to respond, like a community service back in the day. This is now 2023. People have to put a roof over their head. They have to look after their family. They have to deal with, you know, massive, you know all about this, house prices, rent prices. You know, seriously, we have taken the salt of the earth of our country for granted for far too long. These are people with civic pride. You know that they're agonising about this strike, because if a fire happens in their community or a road traffic collision, they know the people involved. It's absolutely agonising to force people like on the strike. So, Minister, please don't come up with this nonsense about the collective agreement being broken to do the right thing by firefighters. You've got to pull back from that position and do it urgently. You know, it's an awful situation we're in here.